You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
Time is now. Time is now. You know, this is Filippo Voltaggio, and as I'm thinking about it, maybe we need to change that song. Instead of "you can do it," we've done it. I feel like we've done it, or we're doing it. We're definitely doing it. Our guest today is a fine example of that, actually. He's an Australian ambassador of the Template Sacred Geometry Ceremonies. Already in that title, there is so much there. And we're going to talk about that, of course, in just a few minutes, but so much. He previously was a facilitator of one of our recent past guests, Dromvolo Melchizedek. If you all haven't heard that show, now that's a show to hear as well as this one. I can already feel it. It's going to be incredible. So he was recently or previously a facilitator of the Dromvolo Melchizedek Flower of Life material. You know, it's interesting, as I was getting even more familiar with our guest, who is Carlos Cucucan. It struck me kind of funny. This is what struck me funny. Listen to this. These are the words that started to stick out in my mind as I was listening to, and reading some, these are just a handful of the words, as I was listening to and reading some of the material that our guest covers and is part of his work. His sacred work, his spiritual work sounded very scientific to me. Neurotransmitters, fractals, dimensions, geometry, circuits, neuropathways, matrices, morphogenetics, frequencies, fields, grids, electromagnetics, hypothalamus, pineal glands, molecular structures, waves, molecular constructs, chemical balance, spectrum of light, biocircuitry, resonance, perineum, bioinformational signals, hormones, endocrine systems, solar spheres. It sounded like geometry, psychology, biology, physics, all things that I studied. And it struck me funny because I thought, wow, what if I had studied this in high school and college and at the university as if it was law and believed it way back then as if it were law and probably is law as much as I studied the sciences in which all of these words are used. It's interesting. Have the sciences, quote unquote, been proven to me? I studied biology and I still haven't seen half of the things I learned. I can't see. I can't see within my own body, but I assume exist. I was taught as if it were real, and I'm sure it's real. Well, what if all of this, which sounds more like science to me than woo-woo, what if all of this exists and it's just as real as the science, if not maybe even more so? Maybe the science comes from this. What a change in paradigm, and what a different person I would be if I had learned all of this as a way, as just life. This is part of our life. This is part of our bane of existence. And so I almost felt like I was cheated as I was reading and listening and looking into all this information and not yet quite comprehending all of it, thinking, well, I didn't quite comprehend all the sciences when I was studying them, but I sure tried really hard and I know I got something out of that. And I know I got something out of this, but how much more could I have gotten if we had started this process, all of us, when we were much, much, much younger? Well, at least some of us have started already, and some of us can start now. And for those of you who want to know how you could start if you haven't started, we'll be talking about that too with our guest, Carlos Cucan, when we get back on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and our guest is here with us via Skype. He's the Australian ambassador of the Template Sacred Geometry Ceremonies. Actually, he's so much more, but let's start with that. And I welcome you, Carlos Cucucan, to our show. Welcome.
Thank you, Filipe. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm excited. I'm learning science.
You are. You're learning a lot of things, hopefully.
what did you think about my take on this?
Yeah, look, it's there's a lot of words that are in there, aren't there? You know, we use language as a fundamental part of the ceremonies that we facilitate. And sometimes a lot of the language goes over people's heads, and that's okay. You know, like, it's coming from a place sort of outside of duality, from more holistic consciousness zone, and even though some of that language might go over your head, it is resonating around in your cerebral cortex.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I feel better about that. However, I still contend, had I learned all so much of this, did we not know it? I mean, I was a child not long ago. Is there a possibility that someday all of this, which we're going to be talking about today, could actually be learned in schools?
Yeah, probably, if the school system wasn't manipulated so much. Yeah. I mean, one of the, you know, the areas that we talk about with the template ceremonies is the manipulation of consciousness. And we're experiencing that in, you know, in every facet of our society. So the schooling system really is designed to dumb people down largely, you know, rather than teach them to think for themselves.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That makes a lot of sense. So I got so many things out of listening to it already, and of course we couldn't even cover a 20th of what I got, but I thought a good place to start is, so much of your work is based around ceremonies, and that means so many things to different people, but what does it mean to you and why is it important?
Well, you know, we deal with sacred geometry, and sacred geometry alone, if, you know, if studied in isolation, it really can become a dead end, an intellectual dead end. So ceremony takes it into the realm of experience. It engages the primal side, and it's a process of embodiment. So it's a process of that which you know becoming who you are. For instance, you know, the first ceremony that we have available, we've translated that onto film. It's available for anybody to watch free of charge via YouTube. It's called the Ceremony of Original Innocence. And so it's all about forgiveness. And it's a process of embodying that forgiveness shamanically on the electromagnetic level. And it becomes who you are. It becomes a way of being. So, yeah, so that's how we use ceremony.
You know, sacred geometry is such a big conversation, and one could pretty much start with the dot, or even before that. How do you simplify that for us in 5 minutes or less?
Sure. Well, you know, in the workshop model, we explain sacred geometry, and we try to make it comprehensible for people. And some of your viewers, or if the viewers haven't seen it, they can check out a study called Cymatics, spelled C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. You can look Cymatics up on YouTube. And Cymatics is the study of how sound affects matter. And so you'll see images of different mediums, such as oil or water or sand on metal plates, being vibrated with different hertz frequency. And when those mediums are vibrated, they begin to dance around and form different geometric mandalas. So when we commune with sacred geometry in the ceremonies, we're communing with the shape of sound, essentially, and how it's affecting you is through frequency resonance, you know, in the same way that you could have two musical tuning forks. And you struck one of them, it would begin to vibrate, and the second one would begin to vibrate without necessarily needing to be struck through the resonance between them. Or if you struck the, you know, middle C on one octave of a, you know, a piano scale, the other middle Cs would begin to vibrate as well. So as your consciousness is attuned to sacred geometric structures, they're vibrating certain fractals within your light body through, again, through resonance. And in the ceremonies, they resurrect these energetic pathways. We call them circuits. You can think of them like meridians, which are designed to deliver light directly, you know, that's emanating from our sun into our endocrine system, into the glandular system of the body. So, you know, sacred geometry, it's the higher physics of creation. It's the grid work, the lattice work upon which source consciousness is delivered into our bodies.
I think the word sacred kind of makes people think that this is something, well, it is, it can be spiritual, it can be all kinds of things, but this is also, it's of course beyond biology, but this is biology. This is what our cells are based on, and our body and all of that too, the same geometric shapes, right?
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons that it might be termed sacred geometry is because it's applied to our physical body, you know, it's applied to our temple. Again, we're dealing with sacred geometry is like the higher physics of creation. It's the archetype, or the, you know, the primal patterning of all archetypes. It's the blueprint for the blueprint. Again, in the ceremonies, we deal with a couple of different forms of geometry. Most people are familiar with Platonic geometry, and there's a whole other branch which isn't as well known, which is called Archimedean. And we identify the Platonic geometry as being male, it's electric and activating, and the Archimedean geometry is feminine, it's magnetic and integrating. So when you bring those two potencies together, it forms a tantric union. And so you're embodying that that tantric union, again, through the ceremonies, the embodiment of masculine and feminine at that highest physics of creation.
Well, now that's a mouthful. I have a feeling in your ceremonies there's so much that is learned and experienced. And for those who want to learn and experience and expand and grow, there is a set of ceremonies coming up, or there are a set of ceremonies coming up in Los Angeles. We'll tell you more about that. But in the meantime, you can go to thetemplate.org thetemplate.org and learn about our guest. And if you click on his name, actually, for events, you'll find out about that those ceremonies coming up this very weekend. When we come back, there are some things that could be considered controversial. Let's touch upon them when we come back, and that is the genetically modified human race. And what, Carlos, you see that as, or what you see as the antidote as, and why that's important to you and to all of us, I would imagine, when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, this is Filippo live with our guest, Carlos Kukulkan, and he has been talking about so many things that I'm sure could take hours and hours and hours of in-depth conversation, if not millennia. But so much of this is covered in his workshops that we'll be talking about in a little bit, a couple of which, or ceremonies, I should say, I know he calls them, a couple of which are coming up this very weekend in Los Angeles. So we'll talk about that. Carlos, in the meantime, I wanted to address something that is controversial and not known by many people and not something that's talked about around the water coolers at work, and that's the genetically modified human race.
Well, you know, we're dealing with the extraterrestrial that's been swept under the carpet, really. You know, if people are interested in this, I'd highly recommend that they read a book called World Bridger, which was written by the template architects named Juliet and Jeeva Carter. And it explains about 25 years of initiations that they've been through to bring into manifestation the template ceremonies. And in that book, they actually describe an event that occurred to them quite a few years ago now on the big island of Hawaii, where they had attempted extraterrestrial abduction. And that was their first experience with this race of beings that are probably most popularly identified in the works of Zachariah Sitchin, known as the Anunnaki, in the Sumerian texts. And so we're dealing with a race of beings that are identified in, you know, much of the literature of ancient biblical texts and otherwise. And these beings have come here. They've genetically modified the human race, and they've downgraded us. They've downgraded our genetics. They've turned us into a mutant race. And they've not only altered our genetic code, but they've also altered the entire solar system. They've downgraded the frequency of our solar system by destroying a planet in our solar system that was once known as Maldek, again from the Sumerian tablets. Due to the genetic modification, we're not assimilating light into our genetic code through our endocrine system. The ceremonies are a process of, again, reconnecting these electromagnetic circuits that deliver the light code that's emanating through the portal of our sun directly into our genetic code. It comes in via the chakra system into the endocrine system, and due to the atrophy of our endocrine system, we're currently experiencing an altered neurochemistry. So the glandular system in the body, the endocrine system, produces a chemistry, and that chemistry stabilizes your consciousness. Anyone that's ever experimented with psychedelics will realize that, you know, if you alter the usual ratio of neurochemistry that's produced between your pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus complex in the brain, that your brainwave frequencies will be altered, and very quickly you'll find yourself in an alternate frequency zone, a little bit like, you know, tuning the radio receiver dial. You'll dial into a different frequency, and what you're experiencing isn't a hallucination or artificial reality. It's just that you've changed frequency bands. So when we reconnect circuits in the ceremonies, we're re-stimulating the endocrine system through accelerated electromagnetic input, and it's then endogenously activating the endocrine system to produce an altered brain chemistry, an altered brain frequency, and as a result, you naturally find yourself in a different frequency band that transcends the limitations of duality and the fear-based mutant paradigm that's being generated due to the atrophy of our endocrine system currently.
Well, you don't actually walk around like you're in an altered state necessarily, right?
Well, afterwards. Yes, you do. You know, I'm not going to say that it's as extreme as you know, taking a psychedelic substance, but it definitely alters your chemistry and puts you in an altered state. And it's permanent, but it's organically aligned and regulated towards your capacity for change. You know, the process of enlightenment, you know, like the psychologist Carl Jung said, you know, it's not a process of imagining images of light. It's actually a process of integrating the darkness and the light within you, bringing what was previously in the dark to the surface. So the ceremonies initiate this process of ongoing integration where we're, you know, constantly moving out of denial. And part of that movement out of denial is recognizing that, you know, of 3 billion base pair chemicals, we currently only use 60 million of them, which is equivalent to, you know, 2% of our genetic code. We're identifying that the problems that we're experiencing on this planet, be them social, political, spiritual, environmental, electromagnetic, they're arising from a far deeper malignancy, and that malignancy is the genetic modification of the original human design.
This reminds me of a quote that our producer, Dorothy Donahue, actually posted on Facebook just earlier this morning, where it said, Buddha was asked, "What have you gained from meditation?" And supposedly he replied, "Nothing. However, let me tell you what I have lost: anger, anxiety, depression, insecurity, yada, yada, yada." So if that's not an altered state, then I don't know what is. Your point is well taken. And so you have a process by which people align with these frequencies or the light energy in a step-by-step manner, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a series of ceremonies. I'm going to be facilitating the first three of them in Los Angeles this weekend. There's currently 10 ceremonies. The model is still developing, so there'll probably be maybe 12 ceremonies ceremonies by the time the full model is complete. But as I mentioned, if people want to experience one of these ceremonies, they can do so for free online by visiting YouTube and search for the template ceremony Original Innocence. What people will be watching there is the translation of the first of those ceremonies that are usually experienced in the workshop model. So we're currently working on the second DVD at the moment, and ultimately, you know, the bigger plan for the template is making all of these ceremonies freely accessible to anybody around the world, you know, via the internet or via our current technology. You know, there's only a handful of facilitators like myself around the world, and we just can't reach the masses by doing workshops like we do. Currently, the workshop model is how we make the later ceremonies available, but with time and resources, we'll get those other ceremonies onto DVD. But when people watch that DVD, they're not just watching a film; you're actually experiencing a ceremony, and that ceremony has measurable effects on your personal electromagnetic field. In the workshop model, we use a process of kinesiology or muscle testing to demonstrate how the geometry is affecting your field, again through the frequency resonance. So we use that muscle testing, but when people watch that film, they're actually reconnecting the first 12 of these major electromagnetic meridians that are again, delivering source intelligence or that frequency into the endocrine system. There's a booklet that can be downloaded for free, again, from the template website, which will explain more about what's actually occurring as a result of them watching the DVD, where the circuits are located in the body, which of the endocrine organs they're associated with. So people can go online and download that and watch the ceremony.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that. I look forward to seeing that myself. As a matter of fact, I look forward to seeing you in person myself. I should go ahead and mention that, like Carlos said, the first of the three ceremonies will be done this weekend at our friend Brandy Vale's place. So big shout out to Brandy Vale. Love you. At Learn Help Teach, otherwise known as LHT, and you can learn about it at lht.la. It's in downtown Los Angeles in a really beautiful space, so it should be incredible. And all the information, like I mentioned before, you can go to thetemplate.org and then click on Carlos Cucucan and at events, and you'll find the address and more information on what's going to be happening there. Anything you want to add to that, Carlos, before we go to commercial?
No, I think people will be able to find all the information about that, and they can email me via the website, and I'll send them details of the workshop on the weekend as well.
Do you think it'd be a good idea for them to see the DVD first before
coming? It's a great idea. You know, oftentimes, like leading up to coming to a ceremonial event, because you know, when people make that decision to self-initiate, to attend the workshop, they've already put the internal wheels in motion, and you know, things, patterns in their life begin to change. You know, ultimately we're dealing with patterns here. We're dealing with geometry, which are primal patterns. But you know, sometimes things begin to arise, emotional disturbances or changes to their relationships or living environments or whatnot begin to change. So it's good to know that those things are occurring leading up to the workshop. Certainly watching the first ceremony DVD begins to initiate that process. We will be experiencing that first ceremony in its traditional style during the workshop, along with the second and third ceremonies over those 2 days.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we have one more segment together, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I'd like to begin when we come back with, how did you get into this? You know, we're Facebook friends, and I've seen your pictures in some of the events you go to, and you seem like a regular guy, fun loving, and then all of a sudden there's this deep conversation that we're having, this huge thing that you do with people and the ceremonies and all that, and Drumvalo Melchizedek, like, how did this happen to a guy like you? And so when we come back, we'll chat a little bit about that and then bring this great conversation to a conclusion, at least for now. And again, if you want to keep following, you can go to thetemplate.org, or you could always go to lifechanges.network and listen to this as well again and again. We'll be right back with our guest, Carlos Cucucan, right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life," and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Now, our guest is Carlos, and I'm Filippo Voltaggio saying, "I feel my life changing right now. Could it be possible? Are you doing something, Carlos?"
I'm not doing it consciously, but perhaps, yeah.
Well, things are happening.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
and that's why we're having this conversation. Just in the having of the conversation, I know things are happening. Besides, what more can happen? The more we all delve into this and take it for real. And when did you take it for real? And how? And why? And what?
Well, I guess my personal journey, like many people that are on a seeker's path, you know, when you, you sincerely question and ask for that assistance, from, I guess you could call it your higher self if you want to, then, synchronicities begin to occur, you know. And my experience of working with sacred geometry is that, you know, because it's exposing that ultimately, it's exposing the ultimate unity of all creation. When we commune with sacred geometry, that's one of the things that it exposes to us. We begin to experience more and more synchronicity. So when I first started investigating sacred geometry, just one synchronicity after the other began to occur. And that was quite a few years ago now, when I was probably about 24. I got led to the work of Drumveller Melchizedek and trained as an ambassador of that work. And then somewhere along the line, I had the good fortune of meeting the template architects, Juliet and Jeeva Carter, and I discovered that the model of geometry that they were working with, in fact, had a much more holistic and integrated comprehension of not only sacred geometry, but how to apply it to the physical body and to consciousness. And their understanding of the paradigm that we're in, the endless manipulations to our consciousness, that, you know, using sacred geometry was a way to get us outside the box, to think outside the box, and to transcend the limitations to our consciousness. So synchronicity has led me a lot on this journey, and continues to, you know, continue to follow the direction and guidance of my own heart. And I've had the good fortune of having some great mentors and guidance along the path as well.
There is an interesting attraction to the geometry, as if we inherently know what it is, whether we know or not. And I remember Dorothy Donahue, our producer, saying to us, and to me specifically, just look at it. It's like you're reading it without necessarily knowing you're reading it or experiencing it, or something's happening just in having it in your presence, right?
Yeah, well, it's information. If you think about the word information, when I say it like that, information, that's what geometry is. It's the shape of consciousness. And so it's information that, you know, doesn't really care for your belief systems or your disbelief systems. It doesn't care about the color of your skin, your sexuality. It bypasses the rational mind and its skepticism, its belief systems or disbelief systems, and it just transmits that information directly to your cerebral cortex, to the frontal lobes, and ultimately resurrects the light body within that area of the brain that we refer to as the temple of remembrance. That information, we're living in a realm of entropy, of decay, and in systems, they have the more information that something has, the less entropy that it has. So when we deal with directly with sacred geometry, we're overriding the effects of entropy on our physical body and on our consciousness.
It reminds me of a conversation I was having just this weekend with somebody when we were talking about music being quote unquote universal. And this seems to me that this even trumps all of that conversation, that if there's anything that's even more universal than music, it would be just these sacred geometric images or figures or geometry.
Yeah, well, they're kind of different expressions of the same thing. You know, it's a little bit like, light, visual light, when it's octavized down into the audible hearing range, becomes music, becomes sound, you know. So when you're looking at sacred geometry, you're looking at the shape of sound. So they're kind of, different expressions of the same thing.
Actually, interesting. We've come full circle. You mentioned that at the beginning of the show, just from the other way around, and I hadn't caught that when you said the semantics, was it? The study of how sound affects matter.
Cymatics, yeah.
Cymatics, okay, right. And so the vibration created the geometry. Well, in this case, that we could see. When there was sawdust or iron filings or whatever on affected by sound. So this is what you're saying is exactly that again, in just from the other way. So the geometry is the music is the geometry.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, your light body is a geometric holographic fractal construct. So ultimately what we're doing with the ceremonies is that we're creating a mirror frequency to resurrect, to rebuild the light body. As we commune with that sacred geometry, it holds that mirror waveform that resurrects different fractals within the light body matrix.
Wow. This is all very exciting to me, also because I have been on this particular journey for many years now, and yet I know that I didn't know anything back then, and I know after having learned so much, I still don't know anything. Maybe that's a good thing, but at least I feel like I know more, and it's exciting. It's exciting to feel like I'm thinking I'm getting it, whatever there is to get.
Good.
So in the last few minutes that we have remaining, I could continue to ask questions into the night, actually, which would be a lot of fun for me because this is one of my favorite topics to discuss, and obviously yours as well. However, in the few short minutes that we have left, is there anything that you want to make sure we cover that we haven't for our audiences?
Look, I think we've briefly touched on, a whole bunch of things that we cover in the workshop model. Generally, we'll do these workshops like one ceremony per day because there's just so much information to cover, whether it be, the level of the global conspiracy, the genetic modification, the extraterrestrial interventionism, the sacred geometry itself. There's a whole range of information that we cover, and over the course of 8 days, we might do 10 ceremonies over an 8-day event sometimes, and so we need to cover all that information. We're not obviously going to be able to do it all in an hour interview, but we've touched on those things. As I mentioned, if people want to know more, they can visit the template website. They can read Juliet and Jeeva Carter's book called World Bridger, which has a much more comprehensive explanation of all these subjects. And they can watch the first ceremony DVD. All of those things are going to give people more and more information. But again, the workshop coming up this weekend in Los Angeles on June 7th and 8th, I'll cover as much information and answer as many questions as I can over that weekend as well.
Well, very exciting. Very exciting that there are more and more people like yourself as well that from different understandings and different methodologies, what have you, are trying to lead more and more people to an understanding of more of who we are and how we can become more of who we are or a better version. Also, you are looking to eventually make this available on a mass scale and make it free. So why don't we just put it out there that anybody that wants to support, if they can't come to the weekend but want to help make that vision possible, that they can contact you as well. How about that?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. We have people, that feel the effects of the ceremonies generally, and that's why they reach out and help in various ways, whether it be, oftentimes I'm staying at people's houses that I've never met before, that are supporting the work, or other people can contribute in other ways, be it financial or whatever. But when people see the bigger vision, they generally want to help. Ultimately, we're doing this because there's a whole bunch of people on this planet that are really suffering, in all walks of life. And unless we identify the bigger causes for that, again, it's territory that for some people they don't want to enter into. It's too frightening or whatnot to identify that, we've had an extraterrestrial genetic modification of the human race. But for those that are on the awakening path, that are beginning to realize that there's bigger influences that have occurred over a long history of time, they want to help that because it's bigger than just you and I. It's a planetary thing that we have to get on board with.
Carlos, I have to say I'm so glad you touched on that here as we're bringing this to a close about the frightening part, and I want to give you an opportunity to talk just a little bit about that because that's a big deal. And I know that there was some fear on my part in entering some of these ceremonies and workshops and going through into learning some of this, because the unlearning of what we knew and the fear of what's on the other side. And the interesting thing to me that I'd like to say after having said that is that the scary part is where we are before we go into this.
Yeah. I mean, if you really take the blinkers off, the blinkers of denial off, and have a good look at the global situation, you know, it's a mess. And so, you know, initially we try to set people up in the workshop model as best we can for that, you know, like to look at the level of the problem initially. We don't present the level of the problem without the solution, however. You know, there's some amazing researchers, conspiracy and otherwise, out there doing fantastic work of identifying the level of the problem and the global conspiracies. However, not too many present a solutions-based model. And this is where the template differs, because, you know, we're presenting solutions that ultimately affect your neurochemistry and your state of consciousness. If we're not dealing with consciousness and that it's our state of consciousness that is creating the problems that we're experiencing in the first place, then, you know, we wouldn't even identify that a solution would need to be implemented. So we do need to look at the level of the problem, and it takes courage to do that and a bravery of heart to look at those things. But you know, it's better ultimately than being in denial and continuing to experience the suffering that brings. So yeah, it's a courageous path that people are walking when they you know, they step out of the consensus agreements and the programs. You know, we're looking at endless programs that have been embedded in the collective human psyche that have created limitation on this planet. And what happens when you commune with sacred geometry in a ceremonial environment is that there's a deprogramming and reprogramming that takes place. So it's deprogramming you from the endless lies that have been embedded into the collective human psyche, and reprogramming you with the fundamental mechanics of creation that are operating through these sacred geometric pathways.
Very well said. Thank you so much. I'm glad we're ending with that. Nothing to be afraid of. Let's move forward. It's time. So with that, I thank you, Carlos, and encourage people to go to thetemplate.org. Carlos Kukulcan, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Filippo. You have a great night.
You too. We'll be right back after this with our producer, Mark Leger, and our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, here we are. It's our producer's wrap. That's become very popular, actually. Proud of you, Mark. Proud of us. This is a lot of fun, actually.
Thank you. And as well, it should be. Very, very popular.
Yeah. No, it is because, you know, sometimes what the guests say can be over so many people's heads. And I love the fact that so many people are trying to, you know, to tune in and get what we have to offer. And sometimes the guests speak at a higher level than people normally get. And you especially have a really good way of netting it out.
Well, you know, this topic, this week's topic, is especially a fun producer's wrap for me because I really enjoy and have created it or owned it as a bit of a hobby, this sacred geometry. And you and I have talked in other shows about light and information and vibration and sacred geometry. And, you know, we've touched on these different aspects. It would be easy, and even for this show, which has trended more towards more mainstream discussions that are more life-oriented and kind of staying out of some of the esoteric, as it's been called. But I encouraged and was really excited to have Carlos on. I'm looking forward to hearing of more of the results and experiences at his ceremony and experience at Learn Help Teach and their facility and kind of what's going on there, which I think is going to become much more commonplace in terms of enjoyed by many. And so I really think we are you know, on the leading edge of this, but I think it already should be mainstream. And the reason I'm saying that is, it's not so much from my perspective about the controversial topics that he brought up. If you file some of that under the what if category, there's too much more that now has been validated in science in terms of what is happening in our light bodies, in human consciousness, in what we're learning in terms of the quantum, in what we're learning from various sciences that are pointing to the fact that we are light and energy and vibration. And when you look at that and you look at the fact that we can measure these things, there is a belief system, if you kind of sum it all up, that we're going from, you know, to use an internet explanation, we're going up from, you know, an upgrade from dial-up or low bandwidth to broadband or much higher bandwidth.
I like that.
And maybe that's easier to understand than getting into some of the you know, complexities of the sacred geometry. But there's so much information out there, and I would point people back to Dr. Bruce Lipton's work in biology as it pertains to light and epigenetics. And I would point them to Nassim Haramein and a lot of his work with the event horizon and this very topic of sacred geometry, if they want to learn more. But I think that the exciting part here is that we're realizing and we're opening up to the fact that sound and light and these geometries have a direct effect on our being. And if you leave some of the subject matter out and you go just to simple feeling, you know, and embracing and trying new tools, you know, think of it like painters. Painters use different methods and they get different results. And if we've always been painting, you know, say as a civilization with charcoal and pencil, And we've just gotten a new, you know, a new palette and or new brushes or new technology, or maybe we're moving ahead with lasers or etching or you know, there's different tools that we're being exposed to here that we can challenge and or improve this tool that we have, this physical body that clearly interacts with everything around us. That topic should be discussed on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, and we do almost, you know, at least like you and I, you know, on some level, this is what I live for. You know, it's interesting because somebody might think that's crazy, but I remember a lady who, there were so many things wrong with her and she went to this doctor and that doctor and this specialist and had this test and that test, and after months and months of stuff and not feeling great at all, she said to me that they found this little pill, the littlest pill she'd ever found, that she'd ever seen, and she started taking that and everything was better. And I that was around the time when I was starting to question everything. I'm like, really? A little pill? Like, what could possibly be in that little pill? And I understand chemical reaction and the body's reaction to chemicals and all that stuff like that. But I, you know, as my mind was expanding at that time, I was thinking, really, it's probably psychosomatic or not psychosomatic, but what is that called? You know,
placebo.
Yeah, placebo is probably what it is. But even still, it's like, so So light color therapy and sound therapy, geometry and all that stuff, that's all crazy.
You know what?
But to believe a little pill?
We're not told, but pharmaceuticals, every pharmaceutical out there, it's commonplace that on the inside they're aware and have noted their vibrational equivalent or vibrational representation.
Of the pills?
Every pill represents a certain vibration.
Oh, seriously, they're aware.
It's part of the science, so they're very aware of this.
That's interesting.
And, you know, if you look at it, take away the matter for a second, because it does matter. But if you take away the matter of the pill itself, that's what it's actually doing, is it's tuning the frequency. It's affecting our chemistry, but that is altering our frequency, the vibration.
So that little pill, if it had a frequency and the pharmaceutical company knew about it, we could technically listen to music in that frequency or attach ourselves to some kind of instrument that has that frequency, or look at light or color that is that frequency.
That, well, you know, again, there's a whole a body of science and research in this category that, you know, some has been challenged by the mainstream, others have been embraced over time, but certainly for those that want to learn or just expand their awareness on this, you know, you have past doctors that pioneered this category, like Dr. Royal Rife. You have the research that's still out there from people like Nikola Tesla. There's so much in the way of vibration and frequency, and it points back to something I've said a million times that I thought had the revelation as a child, but that what didn't make sense to me, or what I couldn't understand why people didn't ask more questions about, is that we say we know what atoms are. Atoms are vibration. We go down and we explain that there's space and there's electrons moving around and there's this nucleus, and that's what an atom is. And you combine one atom with two atoms and you get more atoms and you get a molecule. But at the end of the day, that's just a group of vibrational electrons and protons. Yeah. So everything that we're looking at and or perceiving as real is nothing but a rearrangement of vibration.
Talking about rearrangement, you know, as we're coming to a close here, I thought I just had a crazy thought. You know, like Carlos said that his goal is to at some point be able to make this available to everybody for free. Here's a crazy thought. What if a pharmaceutical company said you, or a doctor said, yeah, you could take that pill, or you could go just listen to Mozart's whatever 20 times and you'll be fine.
You know, you're laughing, but it's actually funny that you bring that up. The funnier than you know, because...
Or go to Carlos's workshop.
Go to Carlos's workshop. There's a big... That's another category of research that can be done, is there is a balancing of the hemispheres that happen with that, with classical music. There is absolutely frequency experiences that are had, the creative experiences when people listen or are immersed in these frequencies. And then it goes back, for those close encounters of the third kind enthusiasts, to the Salvaggio tones, the ancient tones, and the structure, the vibrational correlation, and how those were used in healing and in architecture and a variety of other things. So all this somehow seems to connect a little bit.
You like this.
I do.
You're good at this. You know, you could be teaching this.
I think I am. Somebody out there is listening.
Yes, a lot of somebodies are out there listening, and we're glad they are. And that's part of why we do what we do, and we're glad we're doing it, and glad we have the kind of guests that we do, so that we could be sharing this information with all of them, also free to them, as much as we can make it free to them. So with all that, it's exciting to be here and be everywhere and be part of this and at the helm of this, so to speak, if there is a helm to anything. But in any event, I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking you all and reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world.